November is National Family Caregivers Month. One in four Americans is stepping up to help older loved ones with everything from meals to bills. Family caregivers spend thousands out of their own pockets each year, and too many have to quit their jobs to keep providing care. Working families can't afford to wait. It's time to care for America's caregivers. Learn more at aarp.org/careforcaregivers. Paid for by AARP.
From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
And good morning, everybody. I am Todd Starnes, and this is Starnes Country in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. And we start off our program with some pretty serious breaking commuter news this morning. Now, the good news is there are not a lot of people out on the roadways right now. But I will tell you, if you are on I-240, I-240 has been shut down this morning due to a major accident. This is eastbound I-240 near Airways Boulevard. You just heard Commander Chuck give us some details there. We will keep you updated throughout the morning, but this is it's a pretty bad situation. There are reports of injuries and at least one fatality involving what is believed to be a FedEx tractor trailer and at least two other vehicles. So the entire interstate shut down there eastbound I-240 this morning. By the way, if you are stuck in traffic, give us a call. Let us know what you see, what's happening where you are. Our telephone number, by the way, 901-260-5926. And if you are anywhere in the Mid-South and you see a traffic issue, either a backup or an accident, give us a call and let us know. We will pass along that information to all of our audience here on the Mighty 990. Again, that number, 901-260-5926. Memphis Police Department telling us that Mill Branch Road the interstate there at Mill Branch is closed until further notice, and you are advised to take other routes and just simply avoid the area. So we will keep you updated again on that very, very bad situation there on I-240 involving that big rig, and it looks to be a FedEx tractor trailer. Another story we're following today, and it just keeps getting worse and worse at St. George's Independent School. This is the Collierville campus, and we've been following this story for a couple of weeks, and drips and drabs of the case have been released by the Collierville Police Department. And now we have information that a 14-year-old has been arrested and charged with aggravated rape in the case. This is a horrifying story, ladies and gentlemen. The police department there, Collierville PD, confirming the teenager was charged in one of the two alleged sexual assaults. So there have been two alleged attacks on campus. The police are not confirming which one, but the teenager is being held at juvenile court. Now, there has been a second person arrested, and this one we know was an 18-year-old basketball player at the school. We believe he has been expelled. Bryant Swing Jr. has been identified. He was arrested at his home in Olive Branch for evidence tampering, but he has not been charged directly with one of these two sexual assault cases there at St. George's. The police department saying, and according to some of the court documents, they took a number of items from the Swing family home in Olive Branch. That was, what, November the 12th. And there were some charges. There were people arrested on unrelated charges in that incident. But a very sad situation. And according to the search warrant, Mr. Swing, who is 18 years old, is accused of forcing a female student to do something absolutely awful that we will not mention on the radio. And what concerns me, at least two other suspects acted as lookouts as this was happening. And then after it happened, it is alleged that other students applauded. And that tells me there is a massive culture problem. And that has to be addressed with moms and dads. That's just unacceptable. But certainly, our prayers, our thoughts are with the victims here in this case, and certainly a tragic situation here. And it certainly appears at this point that St. George's has done everything appropriate here as far as reporting this case to the authorities. But we will see how this all plays out. It is a very long investigation and a very sad, sad situation to report this morning on Thanksgiving Eve. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, we are excited to talk to our friends at Strategic Financial Partners. They will be here in just a little while. They come every Wednesday to offer great, great financial advice. Also, we are excited to have Mark Blair with us. Mark has been on the staff for many years at Bellevue Baptist Church. And they are getting ready for what is the most, yes, I said the most beloved Mid-South Christmas tradition, the singing Christmas tree. Thousands of people attend their performances. Mark's going to be joining us to give us an update. And also, you're going to have a chance to possibly win tickets throughout the holiday season. And we'll tell you more about that as well. All right. We have a lot to get through on this Thanksgiving Eve. And, of course, we're following some big developments in the world of politics, where the Tennessee 7th congressional race has really, really kicked up a lot of interest nationwide. So much so that we're getting word, we got word late yesterday, that Vice President J.D. Vance is going to be spending Thanksgiving in Tennessee. He's going to be at Fort Campbell, and which is right on the state line there between Kentucky and Tennessee. But the vice president going to Fort Campbell for Thanksgiving, and that just tells you the level of interest that both political parties have. Kamala Harris has been boots on the ground. There has been a lot of interest among Democrats thinking they might have the opportunity to pick off a Republican seat here. Now, let me tell you about Van Epps, and we had him on my Newsmax show last night, and we're going to play some of that audio here in just a moment. But let me just say this. The word I'm getting is that this could be a very close race because voter turnout among Republicans is not all that great. So therefore, there certainly appears to be much more enthusiasm on the Democrat side of the aisle than the Republican side of the aisle. And there could be a couple of reasons for that, and we'll get into that in a little bit later. But I will tell you that if I'm still thinking Van Epps is going to win, Donald Trump won this district by 20 points. Congressman Mark Green won the district by 20 points. It's a rock-solid red district. But the problem is Republicans are not getting out to vote. And I think one of the reasons why is they just don't know who Matt Van Epps is. He sort of came out of nowhere, came out of the Governor Bill Lee administration, and just a lot of people don't know who the guy, and he's not all that charismatic. And that's not a bad thing or a good thing. It's just a thing. And you do need a little bit of charisma when you're out there on the campaign trail. Anyway, here's that conversation last night on Newsmax with Matt Van Epps. All right. We'll get to that interview in just a little bit. So hang tight with us, folks. We'll get to that in just a moment. In the meantime, we do need to check in with Commander Chuck, standing by with an update on what's happening there on I-240. This is Starnes Country in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio.
Americans have a big healthcare problem. Over 100 million citizens carry medical debt while paying for overpriced and complicated health insurance. As Christians, we don't have to pay for a broken system. Christian Healthcare Ministries is an alternative to health insurance at half the cost. Plus, you can enroll at any time. Stand up to health insurance with a biblical solution. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
All right, it is 43 degrees here in East Memphis. I'm Todd Stearns, and this is Stearns Country. By the way, still time for you to join the big Memphis Turkey Trot. Over 2,000 people are going to get up at early on Thanksgiving Day, and you need to do this. Even if you don't run, you can walk. You're going to have a lot of fun. The Memphis Turkey Trot at Shelby Farms, it's 9 o'clock, and it's, by the way, Campbell Clinic is sponsoring it this year, and they're just some wonderful folks over at Campbell Clinic Foundation. If you and your family would like to join the race, just go to Memphis Turkey Trot. .raceroster.com. That's Memphis Turkey Trot raceroster.com. You know, we posed a question on our social media live feed, and we want to know what you are thankful for here in the Mid-South this Thanksgiving. I think we all all of us have a lot to be thankful for here in Memphis. And I'm just curious to know, what are you thankful for? Give us a call this morning, 901-260-5926, and we'd love to hear from you. Also, we're throwing out some Thanksgiving trivia this morning, and we do have our very first trivia question, and it involves two names. We need you to tell us who are Gobble and Waddle. Gobble and Waddle, who are they? Why are they important in the national news today? Gobble and Waddle. If you know the answer, you're going to win a Mighty 990 prize package. Give us a call, 901-260-5926. If you can tell us who Gobble and Waddle are, 901-260-5926. All right, I think we have that interview with soon-to-be Congressman Matt Van Epps. Let's take a listen to that. Now, Matt Van Epps running for that seat in Congress, representing the 7th Congressional District. Matt, good to have you with us. So you've described Bain as, quote, more radical than Zohran Mamdani. What do you mean by that?
Absolutely. Well, my opponent wants higher taxes and new taxes to fund her socialist agenda. She's been endorsed by the Democrat Socialists of America, and that will skyrocket our cost of living. She believes in transgender surgery, promotes transgender surgery for kids without parental consent. She protests, harasses, bullies ICE and the Tennessee Highway Patrol. She would not refute her comments about wanting to burn down police stations. These values are just inconsistent with what we need in Tennessee and America. We stand for just the opposite of that. As a West Point grad, as an Army combat helicopter pilot, with serving in state government, working in small business, still serving in the Tennessee Army National Guard, the distinction cannot be more clear. We are going to fight to ensure we have our cost of living come down, to support our border, to keep men out of women's sports. The distinction could not be more clear. And we're going to win decisively on December 2nd when all of our team puts on the jersey and gets on the field and vote. And we've got incredible momentum right now.
Yeah, here's what Bain actually thinks of Nashville. Let's take a listen.
I hate the city. I hate the bachelorettes. I hate the pedal taverns. I hate country music. I hate all of the things that make Nashville, apparently, an it city to the rest of the country. But I hate it.
All right. So, look, I guess if you hate Nashville, well, she's your candidate. What do you say about that?
Yeah, well, again, here, the distinction could not be more clear. I love Nashville. I met my wife here. We started a family here. I've served in state government here. It's an incredible city. And I'm going to represent Nashville, Davidson County, where Nashville is, and all of our 14 counties, fighting hard to ensure that cost of living is lower, that we support our working families, farmers, military and veterans across this great district. And we're going to get that done when we win on December 2nd.
So there have been some rumblings among some conservatives concerned about the numbers getting out to vote. I mean, the reality here, Matt, is this is a district went 20 points for Trump. It's a solid Republican district, but it will only be a solid Republican district if people get out and vote.
That's right. And we're encouraging everyone to get out and vote. We've got great momentum. We're seeing just an incredible number of folks get out now and support us. And when they do that, we will win decisively on December 2nd. We're up right now, and we need everyone to get out and push that margin even higher. And we're working nonstop to just get our message out, to shine the light on who our opponent is, and to ensure we have just a massive win on December 2nd.
Can we circle back? We saw some of this audio and video in Kilmeny's package here, but I want to go back to Bain in the Tennessee State House. Let's take a listen to this. Okay, I don't get this one. How in the world could somebody like that even be a nominee on the Democrat side of the aisle in, of all places, Tennessee, Matt? What does that tell you about the Democrat Party here in Tennessee?
Todd, I don't understand either. She just, I mean, that's the governor's office. She rushed that. She has no regard for law and order, for law enforcement. We are the candidate, the team that wants secure borders, that supports our law enforcement. I met with over 25 sheriffs and chiefs from across our district. I've met with the chief of police of Nashville. We stand with law enforcement and back the blue. And it just shows her track record of disrespect and disregard for law enforcement. And we could not be more different in that. And we will continue to stand and support our law enforcement.
All right, there you go. That was a smidge of the interview with Matt Van Epps, who, according to some Republicans I've been speaking to, is really in a fight right now for the congressional seat there in the 7th. This is important because Marjorie Taylor Greene is leaving Congress in January. We're also hearing reports that other Republicans are considering leaving as well. And if that happens, there are concerns that the Republicans could actually lose their majority in the House before the midterm elections. That's how difficult the situation is right now for the Republicans up on Capitol Hill. Absolutely no leadership in the House right now, none whatsoever, and it's not good. So we'll keep you updated on that story as it unfolds over the next couple of weeks. Let's go to the phone lines. Cordova, Susan on the line. Susan, happy Thanksgiving Eve to you.
Thank you. I appreciate you being on the air. I listen to you all the time. And I do want to go to Shelby Farms. We live very close and on that run walk.
It's a lot of fun. And I know that Ben Dieter back in the day did the turkey trot.
Oh, awesome, yeah.
And just had a blast. And he ran it. Dylan Dandridge, who does our afternoon drive show, or my show at noon, he walked it. So you can either walk or run, and you're going to have a great time.
Yeah, I think I'll walk it.
Take a nice stroll. And you get a free T-shirt out of it, too, so that's nice.
All right. So I have to register.
I think you do. And if you can just go online, and if you search for Google Memphis Turkey Trot, you'll be able to find the info, and it's super simple, and it's just a lot of fun. By the way, they have lots of great snacks, and I think hot cocoa after the race.
All right.
So
I'll take my husband with me.
I love that. So, and you'll also get like a cool medal, too. So not only are you like a medal winner, you're going to get cocoa. I mean, come on.
I'm not going to be winning the walk.
You never.
I'd love the medal.
Susan, the most humiliating moment of my life, years ago, I was training for the New York City Marathon in Central Park. And I thought I was running at a pretty good clip until I looked, and there was like an 80-year-old speed walker who passed me. And I just had to stop. I'm like, that's it. I'm done.
I'm well, good done. For you for trying.
I got points for that at least. All right, Susan, tell me, we've got a big question on the table. We need to know these two names. Why are they in Gobble and Waddle? Why are they in the news? Who are they?
They are the two turkeys pardoned by our great president, Donald Trump.
You know what, Susan? All right, that's your answer. Let's go to the tape to see if you're right.
The turkeys being pardoned today go by the names of Gobble and Waddle. When I first saw their pictures, I thought we should send them, I shouldn't say this. I was going to call them Chuck and Nancy. But then I realized I wouldn't be pardoning them. I would never pardon those two people. I wouldn't pardon them. I wouldn't care what Melania told me. Darling, I think it would be a nice thing to do. I won't do it, darling.
Yeah, congratulations, Susan.
That was funny. I did hear him say that. He is so humorous.
Isn't he? He really has this funny, dry wit.
Funny.
Oh, yeah.
He's funny.
He could do stand-up. You know, if the presidential thing doesn't work out.
That's right.
Go down to the comedy bar.
I'm glad that he's tough.
Sure is. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm actually thankful that we've got Donald Trump as our president.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. All right, Susan, hang tight. We're going to get you a prize out of the Mighty 990 prize closet, and we'll put you on hold. Have fun tomorrow at the Turkey Trot, and be sure to send us photos.
Oh, okay. I'll do that.
All right. All right. Hang tight, Susan, and don't go anywhere. We'll get your information. Congratulations, Susan. We have another trivia question we're going to throw out as we go to break. It's a true or false question. You know, normally they have turkey at the White House. Is it true that someone actually presented the president with a raccoon? True or false? 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. True or false? They nearly ate a raccoon for Thanksgiving at the White House. Jeez, a little.
Americans have a big healthcare problem. Over 100 million U.S. citizens carry medical debt. But that's not the whole story. With health insurance, your out-of-pocket and monthly costs are way too high. You get surprise bills, denied claims, and poor customer service. That's a serious burden. As Christians, we don't have to pay for a broken system. Christian Healthcare Ministries is an alternative to health insurance at half the cost. You can enroll at any time and join a proven, faith-based solution that's both reliable and affordable. CHM isn't just help, it's financial and spiritual support when you need it most. Families across the country count on CHM to step in during their hardest moments, and it works. Stand up to health insurance with a low-cost, biblical solution. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
All right. Just want to give you a quick update. It is not good on I-240 eastbound, where we had a FedEx big rig involved in a crash, two other vehicles. We understand there may be at least one fatality, multiple injuries, and the interstate is shut down until further notice. So if you're stuck there, keep your radio right here. We're going to keep you informed and hopefully entertained as you're waiting for that crash to clear. If you travel that way, you've got to find another way to get to work, because it's not going to be I-240 eastbound. This is at Mill Branch. And by the way, if you are stuck in that huge traffic jam, give us a call. Let us know what's happening there. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Our second trivia question, and congrats to Susan from Cordova, who called in. And not only did she win, she and her husband are going to the turkey trot tomorrow over at Shelby Farms. And our second question, true or false, someone tried to serve a raccoon for Thanksgiving supper at the White House. True or false? 901, you got a 50-50 shot at this one, folks. 901-260-5926. Again, 901-260-5926. Always a pleasure every Wednesday to welcome our friends from Strategic Financial Partners with us. Adam Martin. Adam, good to see you.
It's good seeing you, Tom.
And happy Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah, thanks. You know, thanks for having us. I did want to start today by saying that Chris and I are both very thankful to be a part of the KWAM team and be able to get the message out to the faithful listeners.
It's a lot of fun. We love having you guys as a part of the lineup here, and we've heard so many great things. And by the way, folks, if you do have a question, give us a call. We're happy to take your calls as well on this, 901-260-5926. You're like, you've got a nine-month-old, is that right?
That's correct.
So let's talk about Thanksgiving traditions real quick. What do you guys normally do?
So my wife and I, typically we would just either go to Martin, Tennessee, where her side of the family's from, or my side of the family's from North Mississippi, Iuka, Corinth. So we're either 2 hours north or 2 hours south. But now with a nine-month-old, we just hope that the baby sleeps for those 2 hours.
That's something to be very thankful for.
Definitely.
Because Dylan just got married, and so he spends, he's with our family, and then so I think we're moving ours to dinner because her family does lunch Thanksgiving. So you don't have to do the two Thanksgivings on the same day, do you?
No. So tomorrow we'll be going to Martin, Tennessee, and then on Saturday I'll be going to Iuka, Mississippi.
Okay, so that's good. So you space it out a little bit. All right, yeah. I like that. Let's talk about finances. And I know a lot of folks have questions about annuities, and a lot of people don't understand what exactly an annuity is. And I want to start with this, the variable annuity. What is it, and how does that fit into your retirement plan?
So this is kind of like a continuance of what we talked about last week. We'd started with a fixed annuity. This is the other side, the variable annuity. So on the fixed side, it's just like it states. It comes with a fixed rate of return. It's safer, less expensive, generally no fees there with the fixed. But for a variable, it is still an annuity product, but it helps us as financial advisors look at it and say, can we outpace inflation with the various sub-accounts that are like mutual funds inside the variable annuity? And just as the name states, the rate can go up, it can go down with the market. So it is definitely something that could give you an opportunity to grow a bigger income base later when you want to turn it into a pension. So that's essentially what an annuity is.
So you have to look at pros and cons as well, I have to imagine.
Absolutely, you do. And that's where it all starts with having a good conversation with myself or Chris. You know, we look at and say, you know, this is not a one-size-fits-all. It has to fit your situation for it to make sense. The pros is that it could be tax-deferred growth that, you know, you don't have to pay taxes on the money until you take it out later. The cons could be that it comes with higher fees because it is a contract between you and the insurance company, and so it could add death benefits, a more secured income environment later. So they're more complex, and it starts with a conversation.
I've always been curious about this. Folks trying to figure out how much money they're going to need to last through retirement, right? Because you don't want to turn like 65, retire, and then 10 years later you're like, uh-oh.
Definitely not.
I've got to go work at Walmart.
Just so one of the things that we do, there is a prudent withdrawal rate that we talk about a lot. That typically is 4%. So when we initially have a conversation, we look at what retirement assets do you have built up. And then could we afford to live another 30 years pulling 4% off of that portfolio and not run out of money? But the conversation could really start with what's most important to you. You know, is that continuing to grow money in the market, keeping your foot on the gas? Or is it, hey, I really want to plan to build something that's more predictable with an income stream later? Then that's where a variable annuity could make more sense than just investing money in the market.
And of course, we talk a lot about diversifying your retirement portfolio. You don't have everything in the stock market. You want to diversify, you know, from precious metals to whatever. But again, it's all about making sure you've got multiple little piles of money here and there. What are some other, you know, income sources that people might overlook when they're thinking about retirement?
You know, Social Security is the first one that comes to mind. I know that may sound crazy. People are like, I don't overlook Social Security. I'm counting on Social Security, and I hope that you are, and I hope that you get it. But, you know, a lot of people don't factor in that they don't really want to just be a sit-at-home, do-nothing person when they retire. They may go part-time. So we factor in part-time income. You may be hired on that you didn't know was an option as a consultant just because the company needs your expertise still, but they don't need you in a full-time capacity. So we factor in what are those little things that you get on top of the Social Securities, and is there an income gap that we need to, you know, put in place just to make sure you never run out of money in retirement?
All right. So I know we've got a lot of folks that are listening and wondering, all right, what is my next step? Do I need to get that annuity? What advice do you have for them right now?
What I would say, especially this time of year, you know, you're not going to be really thinking about what is my next move in retirement. You're really thinking about the holidays, but just while you're gathered around your family, have conversations and just say, hey, what could I be doing to proactively plan for next year so that I get out in front of this and I have a plan in place? It all starts with having a personalized financial review. Start reviewing your expenses. Are those lifestyle expenses going to change when you retire? Or are they going to stay the same? Those are the things that help us really look at your situation and say whether or not a variable annuity is the right solve.
All right, Adam, strategicfinancialpartners.com. Adam Martin with us every Wednesday, a great financial advisor. And if you have questions, Again, go to the website, strategicfinancialpartners.com. Adam, how can they reach out to you personally?
My personal direct line is 901-260-2438.
All right, 901-260-2438. Adam Martin, Strategic Financial Partners. Adam, safe travels up to Martin, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too, Todd.
All right, folks, hang tight. Have to take a quick break. We've got Mark Blair from Bellevue Baptist Church talking about the greatest Mid-South tradition ever, the singing Christmas tree. We'll tell you all about it coming up next.
Adam Martin is a registered representative of and offers securities and investment advisory services through ML Investors Services, LLC, member SIPC, supervisory office, 949 South Shady Grove Road, Suite 300, Memphis, Tennessee, 38120, 901-767-5951.
Health insurance rates in America are surging, leaving millions without affordable options. But Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. Christian Healthcare Ministries is an alternative to health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills while lifting one another up in prayer. It's financial and spiritual support when you need it most. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
All right, it is now 46 degrees at the Memphis Zoo, and it is wild and crazy right now on I-240 eastbound near Airways. Mill Branch traffic backed up as far as we can see from our traffic cams, and we want to hear from you if you're stuck in this massive, massive accident there involving a FedEx tractor trailer. The tractor trailer crashed through the medium there, and it's causing all sorts of issues. We understand there are multiple cars involved, also multiple injuries as well, and the interstate is shut down until further notice. So you're going to want to avoid that area this morning at all costs. By the way, if you are looking for some fun things to do this weekend, we've got some great, great traditions that are kicking off here in the Mid-South. The Enchanted Forest Festival of Trees returns to the Pink Palace. That is always so much fun. And, of course, the entire event benefits Le Bonheur Children's Hospital. Also, the Memphis Botanic Gardens, absolutely beautiful this time of year. Holiday Wonders. And, of course, tomorrow night, 6:30 at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. Well, if you want to watch some football, the University of Memphis Tigers taking on the Navy Midshipmen. That, again, is at 6:30 tomorrow night. And we are gearing up for the biggest and the most wonderful Christmas tradition here in the Mid-South, the singing Christmas tree at Bellevue Baptist Church, getting ready to kick off and light up that tree. Mark Blair, the worship pastor at Bellevue, joins us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Mark, happy Thanksgiving Eve to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. I hope you're doing well.
Mark, I am, and we love this time of year, and I just know thousands and thousands of people love going to see that beautiful tree.
Well, we're excited to be able to share it, a great message of hope, and this is year 49, so not pridefully saying it, but we must be doing something right to be at year 49. It's hard to believe.
Mark, I'm just curious, how many people, have you guys been able to sit down and figure out over the years, how many people have been to a singing Christmas tree performance?
You know, I'm sure at some point we have. I don't have that number current. But knowing that we're going into year 50 next year, and I tried to count the other day, but I ran out of fingers and toes, so I couldn't count that high.
No, here's what you do. Look, I've been through this, Mark Blair. You get all the deacons together, and you let them count, and then you multiply that number. So I think...
No, we're not going to do that.
Millions and millions.
But we are thankful that 20 to 25,000 people every year, sometimes more than that, are able to experience the Singing Christmas Tree. This year's program, this is my 18th year to direct the program, and I think I may say this a lot, but this year is incredibly special. Our dancers, singers, which are primarily teenagers, I've never seen, from the first rehearsal in August all the way through, such great enthusiasm.
Now, it's a lot of people say, well, you know, yeah, we went like 5-10 years ago, so, you know, we don't want to go again because it'll be the same performance. That's not the case. You guys really mix it up every year.
We really do. It's an entirely new script. There are a few song favorites that we'll pull back from years past that, you know, just worked well or people loved. But we're even putting a new twist on some of those. So people are going to hear, you know, Christmas favorites like Jingle Bells and We Need a Little Christmas and Sleigh Ride and all of those, as well as some original tunes written by Josh Stewart, our staff arranger. And again, an all-new Christmas script. And in the midst of that, we do the Living Nativity. We didn't write that one. God did.
And it's a great script, by the way. Just saying. You can't go wrong with that story at all. Singing Christmas Tree, Bellevue.org, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like information. And the dates on that, December 11th. You've got December 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th, and multiple performances on all of those dates. Mark, going back to the cast, this is a really a Mid-South cast as well.
It is. I mean, the people that have done this program through the years, and it's true this year, they are from the Mid-South. Most attend our church. We have a few guests that join us in the orchestra, and sometimes some of the students will have a friend, and they'll come and dance and sing with us, but it's home cooking, Todd, and they amaze me with their talent. The costumes are dazzling this year, and it's just going to be a great program. If somebody just needs to have a great evening out and walk out with a smile on their face, feeling hopeful about the days ahead. And we have a lot of people today with all the news that's happening and all the crime and all of that, that don't have a lot of hope. And we want people to have hope. And so that's what we're trying to share.
Well, I think with the crime rate down more than 56% here in the Memphis area, we have a lot of people celebrating. And if nothing else, I think that may actually get more people out because people want to get out and about now, and they know that it's going to be safe to drive. And so that's, I would not be surprised if you guys have record numbers coming to the Singing Christmas Tree this year. I'm curious, tell me about this tree, because the set designs are something like, I mean, it's something out of Hollywood. Do you guys hire people out in Hollywood to do that?
No, we don't. That's what's amazing. Mark Alexander, who has been a longtime staff member and member of Bellevue before that, is our set designer, and we have a scene shop where it is built and painted by volunteers, and then they assemble it and assemble the tree. We're still using the same 44-foot tree that was used the very first year.
Is that right?
That's correct. And it was built by the people of Bellevue. So again, we feel like it's something special in the Mid-South. You know, a lot of people want to get down on this, but there's a lot of incredible. I was listening to you list all the great events coming up. This is a great area with great people, and we that present the Singing Christmas Tree are honored to be part of the holiday season of the Mid-South.
And again, folks, I want to emphasize the family-friendly nature of this. And Mark, as soon as people walk in the doors at Bellevue, and there are a lot of doors to walk through, it's like you're transformed. You're coming into a winter wonderland, and there are, photo booths for families? And is there a charge for this?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, it's free. Every family can have a free photo taken. And we have photo booths set up in all the lobbies, and we have beautiful Christmas trees all around. So if people want to take their own photos in front of the Christmas trees, they're able to do that. And this program really has lots of what I call eye candy. There's dancing and singing and props and young kids playing violins and so many things happening that this is a great program for children. And so we encourage families to come and enjoy this.
All right. And folks, if you would like tickets, you can go get tickets online. You can also give them a call, and I want you to grab something to write with, and I'll share that number in just one quick second here. But again, go to Bellevue.org, and you'll see the link to the Singing Christmas Tree performances starting on December 11th and wrapping up on the 14th, and there are multiple performances on the 13th at 11, 2:30, and 6, and then on Sunday at the 14th of December, 2:30 to 6. And we'll be telling you more about that over the next week or so as we get closer to opening night. But this is a big deal, and Mark, we wanted you to come on super early so that we could get this on people's calendars, and we want to pack out Bellevue Baptist Church, and because you're right, we have a lot to celebrate here in the Mid-South. And what an exciting event that you guys have planned for us. Mark, well, 18 years. We're getting old, my friend.
I know it. Believe me.
it's a good thing.
That's right. There's an alternative to getting old. And while heaven is sweet, boy, I sure enjoy life here with the people that I get to do life with, my family and the incredible people that I get to work with in the tree.
Indeed, indeed.
And to have great friends like Todd Starnes.
Well, that doesn't hurt, yeah. Mark Blair.
That's right.
It's always good hearing from you, my friend. And we look forward to, we're going to get you, and we want to hear from some of the cast members. We're going to have a lot of fun. We are on board, and we just love what you guys are doing for the Mid-South and for the city of Memphis, 49 years and counting. Mark, happy Thanksgiving to you and Marty. All right, good man right there.
Thank you, Todd.
All right, there you go. That music means we got to scoot out of here. So again, Bellevue.org, we want to see you at the Singing Christmas Tree. I know the Starnes family, we're going to be there. Get out there. We will see you at 11 o'clock today. Be safe out there on the roads, everybody.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.